Time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. And the king of downtown, Eric Meehan, joins us. Hello, Eric.
Oh, such a good song. Folks, this is Moxie Pruvis. Moxie Pruvis is a band that you should all look up. They will make you feel better.
I'm dancing here in the studio.
Most of their songs. I'm sorry?
I'm dancing right here in the studio.
You have to. If you don't shake a little bit, they're great. No, they're really great. MoxieFruvus. Moxie Pruvis. They came to my alma mater of Hamilton several times and other things like that. And I got into them because my a cappella brethren were sort of into them. They come, they sing a little a cappella, they switch instruments. It's a lot of fun.
All right, I have to know, Eric, what was the name of your a cappella group?
My a cappella group was named The Buffers.
Ooh, I like it.
It's cool. I'm going to make it less cool because that's how I roll. Hamilton College in upstate New York, the colors you might think are white and blue, but indeed no, it's an off-white color known as buff. buff and blue. That's right. And we were the Buffers. We were a debaucherous group, I'll be honest. It was I was never part of a fraternity. The Buffers were all the fraternity I needed. But in point of fact, when I joined, it was sort of a push to legitimize the a cappella group from purely debauchery into debauchery / musical talent. And I think we did okay. We did okay. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying these last couple of... I heard you and John talking about the impending 4:30 sunsets. That's always depressing, but absolutely true. But, you know, at the same time, as everybody out there listening knows, I'm a huge fan of cooking and pairing, foods with wines and things like that. And, for lack of a better way of looking at it, it's going to be a grand time of making, stews and slow cookerages and things that go great with, good bottles of wine and beer. So, at least that's something to look forward to. I don't exactly know how it's pronounced, but Hygge or whatever, our northern brethren from Europe lend us the idea of retreating inwards to warmth and comfort. I offer you that.
Thank you.
So Spain, I'm sorry I missed the last week. I forgot that I had the downtown social, and it was nice to see those of you who I saw there in my somewhat new, well, at this point still fairly new role as president of the board of the Downtown Bangor Partnership. And again, if anybody out there in the listening audience doesn't know what that is or wants to know a little bit more and are specifically associated with the downtown, as so many of you are listening to this program, please reach out to me or to our executive director, Betsy Lundy, who's a frequent guest on this program as well. And we'd be glad to onboard you, as it were. My reign of terror has commenced, and I need as many supplicants as possible. So Spain, since I missed last week, we got to sort of cover everything because next week is going to be the remainder of the Iberian Peninsula, which will be Portugal, because I don't think Andorra makes any wine way up there in the Pyrenees. So just to remind everybody, we talked a little bit about Catalunya, and Catalunya, of course, is where they predominantly do the cava, that wonderful sparkling wine, and some other excellent reds and whites. And then we talked about the Tempranillo belt, right, which basically follows the Duero River. And we talked a little bit about how Tempranillo is so predominant in that part of Spain. It's funny, I'm looking at a growing season average temperature map. And as I mentioned on last week's program, I believe, Spain is the second highest in terms of elevation country. And so much of, especially the northern and central part of Spain is just, it's cold. It's just not a warm place. And so that's why Tempranillo thrives along that Duero River and Rioja and Navarra. So let's talk a little bit about to the west of Rioja. We are still in that colder area to the west going towards the Atlantic Ocean, yeah? So right now we're sort of over, we're north of the border of Portugal, and this is the region known as Galicia. Galicia is important for two main things, and getting more famous for some other varietals. First of all, the fjords, essentially, of a place called Rías Baixas, which is where they make the grape Albariño, and grow it, not make it. And this is a place where, you know, fog rolls in on these beautiful finger-like fjords and rolls out again, and it contributes to the ripening, or lack thereof, of these Albariño white grapes, which you may have had. They're very popular up here in Maine because they go, the wines Albariño goes great with shellfish of very, you know, from your more briny all the way to your sort of more decadent, like your lobsters and such like that. And just inland from there, you have things, the red grape Mencia, which is grown in areas called Ribera Sacra, Ribeiro, Bierzo, and this is sort of a medium-bodied, slightly funky-edged red, this Mencia grape, that can take on some really, really extraordinary depth, and it's better, and it's fairly age-worthy as well, so you can find some older Mencia that's going to show you some interesting characteristics. So those are really the main features of Galicia that you're probably going to see on shelves. There are some other wine regions around there which are growing a variety of grapes, but they're simply not being imported on any level that it's worth concerning yourself with, I guess, at this point. Before we leave the colder regions and before we leave the Atlantic, just on the border of France and Spain in the Basque country, we have where the city of Bilbao. And this is where they make this wine, Chacolina. You may have had Chacolina. Majority of it is white. There's a little bit of rosé and red. But this is a very sort of angular, you know, find out where your enamel is lacking white that goes absolutely perfectly with the bounty of the sea that you tend to eat there. So if you're, you know, in San Sebastian as a traveler or something like that, this is the wine you might be served, this Chacolina. It is spelled, by the way, Txacolina, Chacolina.
Mm.
And it's wonderful, and yet it's a little shocking, but it's really cool. And it's, again, something that people may very well, as tourists over there, experience. Now we get into the warmer parts. So if you're ever in Spain and you're traveling south, you will notice a marked difference in the overall attitudes, in the overall things that are planted, the overall altitude you're at, above sea level, in fact. And you start to get into places where warmer-skinned grapes develop. So, for instance, along the Mediterranean coast, far, far down from Barcelona, so you go through the region known as Valencia and into the region of Murcia. This is not the Murcia, of course, where King Arthur found his coconuts that he banged together. This is the Murcia in Spain. There is indeed two. But this is where you're starting to see this grape Monastrell, which I brought up before, also called Mourvèdre in France and Matero here in America. You're seeing regions that you'll see on bottles, perhaps Jumilla, which is Jumilla, Yecla, Yecla, Alicante, Alamanza, Buyas. These are regions that are trying to show the that the warmth, and then this is like the hot region of Spain. And the other grape that you see there, which I really am digging, and was originally only grown like in bulk to, you know, make brandy and stuff like that, is called Bobal, B-O-B-A-L. And you're starting to see really, really beautiful artisan plantings of this. And you find some other, you know, old vine stuff down there. The more common noble grapes, you see, you know, Garnacha, of course. And you do see some plantings of your Cabernet Sauvignon, your Merlot. But they're not really embraced as Spanish, per se. It's just more, you know, to sell to people. But do be on the lookout for both Monastrell and Bobal. These are really what I think sort of define this area. The other place in the warmer part that I want to talk about really fast before I run out of time is where they near Sevilla in Andalusia. So this is, you know, everybody knows the Rock of Gibraltar, right? That's the beautiful rock face there. So down in this area, it's of course very hot. You're getting very close to the equator, and your main wine is this fortified wine called sherry, right? Everybody's heard of sherry. The region what you'll see on bottles, just so people don't get confused, they pronounce it Jerez. So it's Jerez, or you'll see XE with an accent, Aiguë with an accent, grave S, but it's sherry, right? So if you see Jerez, it's sherry. And it's done in what's called a Solera system. So you have younger wines that are essentially aging and oxidizing and being transferred into barrels over time that hold older and older and older wines. This is what's called a Solera system. And you don't just see it in sherry in Jerez, but you see it in other places as well. And yes, they do make, of course, you know, dry table wines down here in this region too. But there's only a couple of sort of artisan things that are worth talking about, and we probably don't have time to get into it. But the main thing is that you have the sherry, and sherry is made anywhere from Fino, which is dry, all the way up to PX, which is made out of the Pedro Ximénez grape, which is quite sweet. Kind of like a port, but not made in the same fashion. So that, hopefully, over the past couple of weeks, has given you a good idea of what is in Spain. There is an awful lot, and I can't recommend visiting enough. There's a lot to see, a lot to eat, a lot to drink, and the people are very, very welcoming, just like here in Maine. And so next week we'll do Portugal, and then we'll head into September.
I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
You gotta go. It's fantastic. The only strange part for me, and I grew up on a cattle farm, was when I was in a region where they did a little bullfighting, and you go into bars and tapas bars, and it's just all famous bullfighters. No, like you're in a sports bar. Crazy. Anyway, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Eric. Have a good one. Eric, me and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle on Downtown.